You're listening to SBS News.
Dozens of people have died in a deadly measles outbreak in Samoa, with thousands of cases of the preventable disease reported in total. Most of the dead are children below the age of five. While the measles outbreak is believed to have originated in New Zealand and swept across the Pacific, Samoa has been the hardest hit due to its low vaccination rates. That sparked debate about the role people from the anti-vaccine movement, known as anti-vaxxers, may have had in exacerbating the crisis. United States-based vaccine specialist and paediatrician Peter Hotez says what's happened in Samoa shows the lobby's strategies are changing.
We're going to see them continue this predatory behavior, identifying communities, island nations, even whole countries, in order to drive down vaccination coverage. So it's a very serious threat now to global public health.
Samoa has taken emergency measures to try and limit the spread of the measles outbreak, announcing a mandatory vaccination program. But they're facing an uphill battle. It's estimated just 30 to 40% of Samoa's 200,000 residents are vaccinated against the disease. Measles vaccinations in the country were suspended following the deaths of two babies from wrongly administered doses last year. Some say that set the stage for anti-vaxxers, increasingly prevalent on social media, to spread their message. Nikki Turner is the director of the Immunisation Advisory Centre at the University of Auckland.
Anti-vaxxers arise in big numbers when there's concerns and lack of trust. And the core of the problem that is happening in Samoa is lack of trust in vaccines and health service delivery. When you have problems with systems and lack of trust, then I think you get a louder and an accentuated voice from what is normally a very small minority.
The anti-vax movement is built around the idea vaccines have not improved public health and are unsafe. While serious complications from vaccinations are possible, they are extremely rare and much less common than the risks from the diseases they prevent. Dr. Turner says Samoa's health authorities need to find positive strategies to counter the myth without reinforcing it. She says while the deadly measles outbreak in Samoa will probably change people's attitudes about vaccines, it shouldn't take a tragedy to do so.
I'm sure it will, but of course this is not the way you want it to happen. It's always tricky with vaccines because you're selling the absence of disease. So you don't want the disease to return for people to be convinced they need the vaccine. So this will make a difference to the Samoan community. They are out there getting lots of people vaccinated right now. But the importance for Samoa is the community genuinely restoring their trust and faith that they can be delivered effective, safe vaccines, and when they go to hospital that they get good treatment.
While Samoa focuses on trying to contain the deadly outbreak, Peter Hotez says the role of anti-vaccine advocates needs to be properly examined. Dr. Hotez, whose adult daughter lives with autism, has written a book titled Vaccines Did Not Cause Rachel's Autism. He says the anti-vaccine movement has also targeted the Somali immigrant population in the US and the Orthodox Jewish community in New York City. He says not enough has been done around the world to counter what most consider a fringe lobby group.
Our usual public health leaders were either unable or unwilling to respond to it. So it left a vacuum there, and nobody was really standing up to this anti-vaccine lobby, which is now largely running unopposed. And I thought, well, here I am, a vaccine scientist, a pediatrician, and the parent of adult daughter with autism. If I don't do it, who will? And this has put me front and center of combating an anti-vaccine movement, and I've been able to witness firsthand the extent of this movement, and it's very frightening.
Rosemary Bolger, SBS News.